Inshallah, we'll get started with the lesson.
Yeah, well.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulil Kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear respected students, may Allah bless you all for your attendance. Today we are covering the Days of Ignorance, Masail al-Jahiliyyah by Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab Rahman Ali. Just a quick reminder, please take notes, listen attentively, and send your questions to myself or the co-host throughout the course of the lesson. With that said, I'll hand it back to the Sheikh to start the lesson. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today is our weekly class, Masail al-Jahiliyyah, the Issues of Jahiliyyah, by Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. And we are discussing the Mas'ala number 30. وهي من عجائب آيات الله أنهم لما تركوا وصية الله بالاجتماع وارتكبوا ما نهى الله عنه من الافتراق صار كل حزب بما لديهم فرحين. So this is the mas'ala for today. So the author rahimahullah is saying here, it is from the amazing signs of Allah that when these people, the people of Jahiliyyah, abandoned the divine guidance, the commands of Allah, and the specific command of Allah that calls them and tells them to be united and to unite, and began to commit that which Allah forbade from evil. But what happened? The matter became as such as Allah mentioned, each group rejoicing in what it has. Let us now reflect on this. What the author rahimahullah is telling us here, he's saying, وَهِيَ مِنْ عَجَائِبْ, this mas'ala is one of the amazing signs. Amazing signs. Because the people of Jahiliyyah, by now you should know. What is Jahiliyyah? It is, we as explained, it is that mindset, that way of thinking, where the person feels that he is not in need to follow the divine guidance, the revelation, what comes from his creator. So he acts to the contrary. He feels that he can run his life and his affairs independently, and he is not in need of any guidance. That is the mindset of the people of Jahiliyyah. And that is the Jahiliyyah in a nutshell. So the author here, rahimahullah ta'ala, is pinpointing and mentioning to us these ignoble qualities of the people of Jahiliyyah. Why? To warn the Muslims that they should not do the same and tread on the same path as the people of Jahiliyyah. So this mas'ala today is one of the amazing ones. Because when I said, أنهم, the people of Jahiliyyah, لَمَّا تَرَكُوا وَصِيَّةَ اللَّهِ بِالْإِجْتِمَاعِ, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in his scriptures, revealed in his books, revealed to his messengers, telling their followers, what is the message? The message is to be together, togetherness, to be one hand, to be united. That's the message. And the unity of the people is possible if and only if they follow the divine instructions. Then it will be very easy to be united and to put their hands together. But if everyone is following his own hawa, his own whims and desires, it's impossible. And the result is known by default, division. Because why should I follow you? You have to follow me. Why should I follow you? You have to follow me. What makes you unique? I'm like you. Because everyone now, he is worshiping his little idol inside him, that ego. So, no one wants to get together, be united, be one hand, because they left what can bring them together, and that is only the deen of Allah. The deen of Allah will only is able to bring them together. Without that, it's impossible. For example, the Arabs before Islam, they were divided into tribes. No unity, fighting each other, killing each other. And the two superpowers, the Persians and the Romans, were using that, were exploiting the division of the Arabs, were exploiting it. So they are protecting, listen to this, and today and yesterday are alike. What they used to do, the same. Same technique, same policy. It's working. So the two superpowers were defending their own borders and frontiers, the frontiers of the country, the borders of the country, by the Arabs. Q But they are divided among themselves. Some of the Arabs, they were allies for the Romans. The Romans. And they are known by the name Al-Ghassasina. Al-Ghassasina. So this tribe of Al-Ghassasina, they were allies for the Romans. So they are protecting, and they are a human shield between the rest of the Arab tribes and the Romans. So the emperor of Rome feels he's at peace. The Arabs themselves, they will handle each other. They know each other, and they are protecting my country. So this is what the Roman Empire policy was. On the other side, the Persian Empire, the same thing, protecting their borders with the Arabs, called Al-Manadira. And their head was Al-Mundhir bin Ma'is Sama. And now, listen to this. The problem that we don't read history. Now, let's say the Romans, they want to discipline and to punish some of the rebellious tribes in Arabia. So they will tell their allies, the Ghassasina, go, okay, and keep them under control, under our thumb. The same thing if the Kisra, the emperor of Persia, wants to. Some tribes are trying to make noise. He will tell the Manadira, handle this situation, control everything. So he's not going to send his own troops. So the Persian emperor will not send his own troops to fight. The Arabs themselves, they will have. Fight each other. If the assassin Romans, they want the same thing, they will not send their own troops, they will send the assassin. So let them kill each other. Islam came when this situation was there. Arabs killing Arabs. Cousins killing cousins. Divided among themselves. Allah chose them because Allah's rahmah and mercy for them. Allah showered his mercy on them because Allah is seeing that they are victims actually, and they are used by the superpowers. So he chose these nomadic tribes, savage tribes, he chose them. Chose from among them the Prophet ﷺ. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah looked upon the people of the entire earth and despised all of them, except handful from the people of the scriptures. The entire earth was in total darkness, tyranny, injustice, oppression. So this light, as in the Bible, and the light emanated from Paran, the Mount of Faran, Mecca. That light emitted. Islam. And Allah chose a prophet from among the Arabs. And Islam united the Arabs. The Arabs will never be united without Islam. Never be. If we want unity, it is Islam that unites us. Because what made an entity for the Arabs is Islam. And they are the catalyst for the deen. We have to understand this. So the deen is the one that united the Arabs. And they became the carriers of this beam of light, torches of light, illuminating the entire earth, guiding the people. It is the deen that unites. It is Islam that unites. It's the deen of Allah that unites. But when the people follow their own whims and desires, they will be divided, no doubt. And what divides them is not the religion. No, what divides them is the hawa. For everyone wants to follow his own way, not the way of the creator of the heavens and the earth. So this mas'ala is very deep and profound, and we need to reflect and ponder upon it. So he's saying this mas'ala, wa hiya min ajaib ayatillah, one of the amazing signs of Allah, that when these people, the people of Galilee, abandoned the command of Allah, taraku wasiyatillahi bil ijtima, because Allah's command is telling them, get together. Be united. Follow my revelation. Follow the messenger or the prophet who came to you. So Allah's the deen commands us to be together. وَارْتَكَبُوا مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مِنَ الْإِفْتِرَاقِ. They acted to the contrary. They did the opposite. So began to commit that which Allah forbade. Not what Allah commanded. What Allah forbade, what Allah prohibited, they followed. Allah told them, stick together, be united. Say, no, we'll not be united. So they did the opposite. What happened to them when they became divided? صار كل حزب بما لديهم فرحين. The ayah فرحون, because of the grammatical structure. But here is فرحين. But each group now, they are divided. So everyone is saying, we are the right one. We are okay. We have the truth with us. The rest of the people are erroneous, mistaken. They want us astray. They have to follow us. So each group is rejoicing. Happy in what they have. This group, what it has, this division, they think that is the truth. So here the author, rahimahullah, and again, I hope that you are taking notes, my dear brothers and sisters. So here the author, rahimahullah, is expounding, commenting, elaborating, explaining on this important issue. And it is important, no doubt. Very important issue. So here, Rahimahullah, he is commenting and focusing and explaining to us why, to warn us. Because you see, my dear brothers and sisters, history is a treasure, repository full of lessons to deduce. So we should not read history for entertainment. That's why they say history repeats itself. The same events that happened in the past are reoccurring, rehappening. History repeats itself. So if we don't learn from history and we keep repeating the same mistakes, that's a big problem. But the wise person is the one who learns from the errors of others. So that's why the Imam Rahimahullah, he compiled these masail, these issues, to tell us this was the situation of the people of Jahiliyyah, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rectified these situations and guided and provided us with the solutions and resolutions for these issues, for these problems. So this, he wants you to know now. He's giving you the portrait, the picture of Jahiliyyah and what Islam is saying. So he is presenting to you what the people of Jahiliyyah were doing and what you should do and what Islam asks you to do. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he guides the people. He sends to them the messengers and prophet to guide them. And if they become rebellious, then they have to bear the consequences. And they will receive Allah's punishment. Read the history of the perished nations. Ad, Thamud, Fir'aun, the perished ones. What happened to them? They became rebellious. Guidance came to them. They know. We know better. The people of Ad, they say, we are powerful. No one can defeat us. What happened? Allah sent the strong wind blowing, carrying them up in the air. Though they were very gigantic, some excavations they found their skulls are humongous. So this wind takes them, carries them high in the air, and then they are flipped, turned upside down, falling on their heads. Finished. This is what happened to those who, people of Jahiliyyah, when they became rebellious. What happened to the people of Thamud? Their dwellings are still intact in northern of Saudi Arabia. مدائن صالح. They killed the she camel. And Allah warned them. What happened? A cry. Tremendous voice, sound. Finish them. Finish them. Their dwellings remained intact. Their food, their utensils, everything. The Prophet, when he passed by their dwellings, he passed quickly. And this is the Sunnah. If you pass by a place that in which Allah destroyed some nations, don't remain lingering and wandering there, taking selfies and with your camera. Pass quickly and run away. The Prophet, when he left Arafat in the Hajj and passed by the valley of Muhassar, in which Allah destroyed the army of the elephant, he hastened, he moved quickly. So when he passed by the dwellings of Thamud, he did the same thing. And he told the Sahaba, don't touch anything. Don't take the food. Don't take water. Don't even give that food or water to the animals. Leave everything. Allah finished them. What happened to the pharaohs, Fir'aun? See, these are lessons. The people of Jahiliyyah, what happened to them when they rejected Allah's guidance? Allah drowned all of them, the entire army. They were drowned. فرعون فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى. He addressed the nation, addressed the Egyptian. He gathered them, said, I am your supreme Lord. What happened to him? Was drowned. And when he was drowning, Jibril was next to him. Jibril was there taking mud, taking the mud from this the bed of the sea, the seabed, and stuffing the mouth of Pharaoh. So when you reject Allah's Hidayah, then get ready for Allah's punishment. And Allah punished them. So the people of Jahiliyyah, instead of following the guidance, the Hidayah from the Creator, these divine instructions that are good for us, address our problems, show us the right path, make us lead an upright conduct. They didn't. They refused intentionally, deliberately. So they refused to abide by the divine guidance. And subhanAllah. And they preferred division to unity. This shows the idiocy and stupidity. You are commanded to be united, to be strong. And you decided to be divided. And your preference is division to unity. Because in order to be united, I have to abide by the law. And the law treats everyone equally. Why there are problems in communities when the people, those who do not want to follow the law, those outlaws, they don't want to follow the law. Everyone wants to do whatever he wants. So that's why you have gangs, you have criminals, you have. But if everyone follows the law, crime will reduce. Harmony will be there in the community. Unity will be there. But because they prefer division, because everyone wants to follow his own hawa, his own whims, his own desires. And this is amazing. They were happy with this. They're happy. They were rejoicing in their division. They loved this division. And this reflects and tells you that they were idiots, stupid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters. Say alhamdulillah for this beautiful deen al-Islam that is keeping us. This Islam is keeping us together. Though there are fragmentations among us, but still we feel for each other. And we have to come closer more and more and stick to this deen. Then and only then we will be helped by the most powerful, Al-Qawi, Al-Mateen, Al-Aziz. We have to hold to the robe of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here tells us about the people of Jahiliyyah in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Ayah 35. فَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ زُبُرًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Yet the people have divided it into different sects, each rejoicing in what they have. So their affair, their amr, their situation now is divided into groups, sects. And each sect is happy and rejoicing in what they have. So they're saying, we are the only ones. Right. The rest, they are not. So Allah is telling us this was happening to them. And this is the evil, evil fruit of division. This is the fruit that you're going to reap. You will be weakened. You'll be punished. And you will be leading miserable life. You will be living in misery. No doubt at all. You leave the light, you will be in the darkness. You'll be in the dark. The light is the Hidayah that came down. Because what comes from heaven is light. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light for those in heavens, for those on earth. Not that Allah is light as many think or understand wrongly. Allah is not light. But his guidance is light. Not he is light. No. His guidance is light. Like if you read the books of tafsir, Allah nur samawati wal ard, Allahu hadi, hadi man fis samawati wa man fil ard. Allah guides those who are in heavens and those who are on earth. He's the one who gives them the light and the guidance. Not that Allah, is light. And it is wrong to believe that An-Nur is one of the names of Allah, An-Nur, the light. And you find some Muslims, they call their children Abd An-Nur. No, An-Nur is not a light name of Allah. An-Nur is not one of the names of Allah. And Allah is not Nur, light. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked, did you see about the night of the Qadr, ascension, the night of the Mi'raj, later Qadr, the night of the ascension, the Mi'raj. Hal ra'aita rabbak? Did you see Allah? He said, Noorun. Listen to this. Noorun. Anna ara hijabuhu noor. Hijabuhu noor. He said, I saw light. What I saw, I didn't see Allah. That's why our mother Aisha said, whoever tells you Muhammad saw Allah, he's lying. He's lying. Because she asked the Prophet, said, Hijabuhu noor. Allah drew him close to him and he saw veils of light. And Allah spoke to him and talked to him. But he didn't see Allah. And the one that he saw at near Sidrat al-Muntaha, that was not Allah. That was Jibreel alayhi salam. So Allah is not light. He said, Hijabuhu an-Nur. There were screens, the veils are light, not Allah himself is light. Allah nur al-samawati wal-ard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the angels, the inhabitants of heavens, and the guidance is the light. And the people on earth, the guidance that he sent down, the revelation, that is the light. But if you don't follow this light, follow your whims and desires, you will be in total darkness. And this is what humanity is in today. They are in this total darkness. And the way out is al-Islam. No other way. Al-Islam. Coming back to Allah. There's no other way. You want salvation? Al-Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Anyone seeks other than Islam as a way of life, way of salvation, other than Islam, other than submitting willingly to the will of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and abide by his revelation, to not be accepted from him. وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. He or she. And hereafter, he will be among the losers. That's what Allah said. ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. قال ربي لم حشرتني أعمى قد كنت بصيرا. كذلك تلك آياتنا فنسيتها فكذلك اليوم تنسى. You become rebellious. I know better how to run my life. I seek guidance in democracy, in capitalism, in communism, in ism. Then taste your medicine. You will cry. You will regret. ومن أعرض عن ذكري, whoever turns away, rejects my way, my dhikr, my remembrance, turns away, he's indifferent to it. What will happen to him? Our Rabb. فَإِنَّ لَهُ فَإِنَّ Emphasis. Surely, most certainly. فَإِنَّ لَهُ For him and her. مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ Narrow, constricted livelihood. معيشة ضنكا, miserable. He feels he's suffocating, he can't breathe. ضنك. فإن له معيشة ضنكا. ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. And we will raise him in the day of resurrection. We'll gather him. When he comes from his grave, blind. Imagine this scene. The graves open, and that's what will happen. And all humanity, all human beings, simultaneously, they come from the graves. Imagine this. Naked. Frightened. They don't know where to go. And you come out from your grave blind. See the punishment. You are blind. You hear only screams of the people. And you don't know what to do. قال ربي, my Lord, لم حشرتني أعمى? Why did you gather me? Why did you resurrect me blind when I was not blind in the world, in the dunya? The answer from Allah. Such are my signs came to you. My ayat came to you. So you ignored. Because here I want you to understand. Nasiya has two meanings. Listen to this and take notes. Nasiya not means always forget. It means to forget, one meaning. The other meaning is to neglect. Nasullaha fa'ansahum anfusahum. They forgot about Allah. They neglected Allah's teachings. Allah made them to forget their own selves. So when Allah is saying, today we will forget you, what does it mean? Allah forgets? No. We will ignore you. We will humiliate you. So Allah is telling here and answering that question, when he asked, why am I blind? He said, my ayat came to you. Fanasitaha. What does it mean? You neglected my ayat. You forgot them. You treated them lightly. You paid no attention. وَكَذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى And today you will be neglected, ignored. So my dear brothers and sisters, it's only the deen that will unite. Al-Islam is the only way of salvation. Only way. You turn away from the deen, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, then the result is known and the destination is known. Jahannam. The hellfire. The malaika, they will pose questions to the new inmates of the hellfire. Because the hellfire gatekeepers, the angels, and of course their head is Malik. So they are receiving group after group, batches. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها. Now this group is coming to be cast and to be thrown into Jahannam. And Jahannam is swallowing. هل من يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت تقول هل من مزيد. The day we will ask Jahannam, are you full? Hey, no, I want more. So كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها. Group after group, batch after batch. And Jahannam is burning, consuming them, eating them. And whenever their skins are burnt, new skins are made for them. كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. It's not one go, you will be burnt and that's it. No! Continuous suffering, pain and punishment. The skin is burnt because all the sensors are under the skin. So when the sensors are burnt, you don't feel. So new skin will be given to you with the new sensors to feel. So here the angels, they rebuke them. They ask them sarcastically, not to seek confirmation. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها. The angels, they ask them, ألم يأتكم نذير؟ No warner came to you. No prophet came to you. No messenger came to you. قالوا بلى. They confess. It's too late. قالوا بلى. قد جاءنا نذير. فكذبنا. We received warners, messengers, but we belied them. We rejected them. Alas, the regret will not help. Too late. Too late. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا من أصحاب السعيد. We were stupid. If we were intelligent enough, hearing, using our faculties properly, نسمع and نعقل, we rationalize and we heed and pay attention to the message delivered to us, we would not be here among the inmates in this blazing fire, Ashab al-Sa'ir. Al-Sa'ir, that blazing fire. So, Jahiliyyah leads to destruction. You follow your whims and desires, and you reject the teachings of your Creator, then blame no one but yourself. Now, this is what the people of Jahiliyyah were upon. What is the moral lesson for us Muslims? And that's what the author is intention and aim is to warn us so that we will not follow the footsteps of the mushriks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and love for us, He warned us. And He mentioned the stories of those who became rebellious, those who disobeyed Him. So Allah is warning us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ar-Rum, ayah 31 to 32, talking to us, addressing us Muslims, addressing me, you, and everyone. Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. Did Allah reveal this for no reason? No. Allah is telling us, and do not be mushrik. Do not be polytheist. Don't be like them. Because the mushriks are destined to hell. And they will remain in the hellfire forever, for eternity. So don't be like them. Don't follow their footsteps. Don't emulate them. Don't take them as your role model. Don't expect them to guide you. They are lost themselves. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. So don't be like those who have divided their faith, their deen, and split into sects, groups. Shia, plural of Shia, different groups. كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. Each group, sect, rejoicing in what they have. So don't be like them, you Muslims. Don't be like them. Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, rahimahullah, in his tafsir, volume number 18, page 30, he said, كل فريق, listen to this, كل فريق من تلك الأمم بما اختاروا لأنفسهم من الدين والكتب فرحون معجبون به لا يرون أن الحق سواه لا يرون أن الحق سواه. The meaning, he said, each sect team from among the divided nations, تلك الأمم, the umams, the nations, the people who were divided, chose for themselves, they have chosen, they had chosen for themselves, chose for themselves what suits their whims and desires from the religious teachings. So they came to the deen, لأنفسهم من الدين, this is the deen, this is the religion. You have to take it as a package. Whole. No, no. We take this, it is nice. We take that, it is nice. That one, no, no, no. We'll not accept it. So they were picking and choosing. So chose for themselves what suits their whims and desires from the religious teachings, what the deen is teaching them, and what the Kutub, the Holy Scriptures, are telling them. So they were picking and choosing, rejoicing at their cherry picking. Yeah, they were doing cherry picking. Rejoicing at their cherry picking. معجبون به لا يرون أن الحق سواه. Boasting, they are boasting that the entire truth lies within what they chose and nowhere else. What they picked, and they say, this is what we will follow and accept. See, the entire, imagine now, you came to this religion and you took only a fragment, portion of it. And now you are trying to convince yourself what you have chosen is the part from the whole, the part from the whole. And now you are saying the whole is in the part. How come? What you have taken from the deen, the religion, is a portion. And the truth is in the entire deen. And now you are saying the entire deen is in this portion that you had chosen. Doesn't make sense at all. But this is what happens when you follow your whims and desires. You become blind and you don't see. And you try to convince yourself with this nonsense. And then you start believing this nonsense. This is what Ibn Jarir, rahimahullah, said in his tafsir, volume number 18, page 30. So every sect, my dear brothers and sisters, they claim. So every sect claims that what they are upon is the truth, and what others are upon is total, total and misguidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us what they were telling each other. these sects. In Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 13, Allah said, وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. الله سبحانه. The Jews say, regarding the Christians, the Jews say the Christians have nothing to stand on. They have nothing to stand on. The Christians are lost. The Jews say the Christians have nothing to stand on. And the Christians say the Jews have nothing to stand on. Although both recite the scriptures. Both they recite the scriptures. The same book, the Holy Bible. And yet, the Jews, they say, the Old Testament is ours. Christians say, the New Testament is ours. And you, Jews, are saying to the Christians, you have nothing to stand on. The Christians are telling the Jews you have nothing to stand on, although both recite the scriptures. Then the fools came, the pagans. And those pagans, okay, idolaters, idol worshippers, and those pagans who have no knowledge say the same about the people of faith. So now the pagans, they are using the same token. So they are telling the believers, okay, you have nothing to stand on, as if they have something to stand on, huh? And those pagans who have no knowledge say the same about the people of faith. Then Allah said, surely Allah will judge between them on the day of judgment regarding their dispute. Also Allah said in Surah Ghafir, ayah 83, to see that they were following their whims and desires. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَرِحُوا بِمَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. When their messengers came to them with clear proofs, they were prideful in whatever worldly knowledge they had. The learned men among them, when the prophets came to them, they became arrogant and they were prideful in whatever worldly knowledge they had, and were ultimately overwhelmed by what they used to ridicule. And they started ridiculing the prophets, Allah's prophets and messengers. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. This is what will happen to them on the day of resurrection. The evil of what they used to ridicule, ridiculing the messenger, that the evil of such irresponsible attitude, that will encircle them, encompass them, overwhelm them on that day, and they will be doomed. Finally, we Muslims should follow the advice from Allah, the guidance from Allah, as he tells us in Surah Ali Imran, ayah 103, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. سبحان الله، beautiful آية full of رحمة. الله says and hold you believers, you Muslims, you Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and hold firmly together to the robe of Allah. Do not be divided. Do not, Allah saying, do not be divided. I don't want you to be divided. So my dear brothers and sisters, everyone from this moment should tell himself, I will never contribute to the division of my ummah any more. I will try my level best to contribute to the unity of the ummah and not the division of the ummah. Yes, I remember the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. إِنَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ ناس مفاتيح للخير مغاليق للشر. إِنَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ ناس مغاليق للخير مفاتيح للشر. Beautiful hadith. Said from a mankind there are people who are keys for the good only, for the good. They are the keys, they unlock the doors of khair. مغاليق للشر, they unlock the doors of evil. And there are people who are unlocking the doors of good. And they are keys for the doors of evil. فَطُوبَى the Jannah for those that Allah made them keys to open the doors of khair and to unlock the doors of shar. Be from among those who are keys for the doors of khair and say only khair. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day should say something good or keep quiet. So take this, make this commitment right now and hold firmly together to the robe of Allah and do not be divided. Remember Allah's favor upon you when you were enemies, then He united your hearts. So you, by His grace, became brothers. And you were at the brink of a fiery pit. And He saved you from it. This is how Allah makes His revelations clear to you, so that you may be rightly guided. Allahu Akbar. If you open the books of the tafsir, they will tell you, this came down regarding the Aus and the Khazraj, the Ansar. They were on this brink of the fiery pit before Islam. And Islam brought their hearts together. So Allah is reminding them about this blessing He bestowed on them. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us hold to this rope. Also Allah said in Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 46, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Obey Allah and His Messenger and do not dispute with one another, or you would be discouraged and weakened. Persevere. Surely Allah is with those who persevere. Let us ponder here in this beautiful ayah. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. Allah is commanding me and you to obey Allah, to obey the Messenger of Allah, to follow the Quran, to follow the Sunnah. Then, وَلَا تَنَازَعُ. Do not dispute with one another. Because when you are disputing, what will happen? You will fail. فَتَفْشَلُوا. You will be discouraged. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Your wind will leave you. Wind here means your strength, your power will leave you because of your division, your fighting, your dispute. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. You will be weakened. And when you have any difference, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, listen what Allah is saying, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, if you differ on any matter, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, take it back to the Kitab and Sunnah. كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, if you truly believe in Allah on the last day, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا, that's the best thing for you. And the best and the ultimate ta'wil and solution for you. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا تَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. So do not dispute. Otherwise, you will lose your strength and you'll be weakened. وَاصْبِرُوا, and be patient. Allah, my dear brothers and sisters, He asked us, the Muslims, required two things from every Muslim. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Two things. If you are patient, تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, are righteous, pious. So Allah asked for two things. Patience, perseverance, and piety. لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Their conspiracy, their plotting, their planning will not harm you the least. Because I am your protector and I am your defender. وَاصْبِرُوا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. We have to have the sabr. Do we have the sabr as ummah? Or we lose sabr? We don't have the patience. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا. Oh, you who believe, اصْبِرُوا, be patient. وَصَابِرُوا, and exhibit more patience than the patience of your enemies. Beat your enemies regarding the sabr, patience. Have more sabr. And only on the day of resurrection, those who are patient, they will receive their reward without measures. May Allah grant us the sabr and fill our hearts with the iman and sabr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us remain steadfast on this beautiful deen until we meet Him, glory be to Him, and find Him subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with all of us. Ameen. May Allah forgive us our faults, mistakes, and ignorance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the beneficial knowledge of righteous deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts together. And may Allah unite our ummah together. And may Allah bring our hearts and unite them on the haqq, on the truth. Ameen. And may Allah reward all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, immensely for your patience and attendance. Barakallahu feekum. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Ameen. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah Shaykh for the beneficial lesson, and may Allah accept everyone's attendance. If you have received a few questions, please let me know when you've received the first one.
Yeah, very good. In just 1 minute. Yes, Akhi, go ahead.
The first question is, when something falls or happens, some people cry out Muhammad Rasulullah or call out other than Allah. Does this make that person kafir?
Now, this person is ignorant. He doesn't know. We have to teach him. And of course, should not ask the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You should not ask the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is to call the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is shirk. But definitely this person is ignorant, so we need to educate them. Never use these words. Wipe them from your mind, the issue of kafir, mushrik kafir. Okay? Educate the people. Educate them. Next.
The next question. Since it's prohibited to ask forgiveness from Allah, non-believers, as per the Quran, Allah says in ayat number 113 of Surah Tawbah, there is no way that a prophet and believers can ask forgiveness for the mushrikeen, even if they are the closest relatives. One of your classes, why was it said that Usayyidi rahimahullah and the writer of the Burda, which you and the other ulama have agreed, has made a lot of shirk in this burda?
So what the question wants to know, wants me to say Busayri is kafir, mushrik? What the questioner wants to know?
Sure.
Listen to me, brothers and sisters. How many times I mentioned this to you? But there's no harm in reiterating and re-saying it. First of all, I want you to keep in mind, if a scholar or alim says something, any Muslim says something, bid'ah, or says something which is kufr, does this make him kafir by default immediately? Though the statement, that's why I want you to differentiate between the saying and the person, between the action and the actor. You have to differentiate between the two. The saying is kufr. The saying is shirk. The saying is bid'ah. But does this make that person who said this statement kafir on the spot immediately by default? If you say this, then, sorry to tell you that your ignorance is not simple, but compounded ignorance. And you have compound ignorance. You don't know what is coming out of your head. Okay? When someone says something kufr, that will not make him kafir by default immediately. Because first of all, there are, in order to make a, to label someone as mushrik or kafir, there are conditions to be fulfilled. Conditions, the conditions of apostasy. And the misconceptions and the doubts to be cleared, clarified, and removed. For example, someone said something out of ignorance. And what he said is kufr or shirk. Will that one make him kafir? No. And listen to the proofs. Musa alayhi salam, when they just came out from the sea with Bani Israel, yes, delivered, saved, they passed by people worshipping idols. Immediately they asked Musa alayhi salam, اجعل لنا إلهاً كما لهم آلهة. So they requested, they asked Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, erect for us, give some images like their gods. We want something to worship like their gods. Make an ilah for us, deity for us, like theirs. This is kufr, no doubt. No doubt it's kufr, blasphemy. But Musa alayhi salam, did he consider them disbelievers, kafirs? No. Because they were ignorant. He corrected them, but he did not consider them disbelievers. Take Isa alayhi salam. When his disciples, Al-Hawariyun, they asked him, can your Rabb, your Lord, can he send down a table from heaven for us to eat? So they were doubting Allah's ability to send down a table. Hell, listen. هل يستطيع ربك أن ينزل علينا مائدة من السماء؟ Can your Rabb send down a table from heaven for us to eat? Doubting Allah's ability to send down a table is blasphemy, disbelief, kufr, apostasy. But did Isa consider them and treat them as apostates, disbelievers? No, because they were ignorant. And Allah sent down the table for them. So ignorance is an excuse, my dear brothers and sisters. The Sahaba with the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ was traveling and they passed by mushriks. And the mushriks were seeking blessing from a tree, hanging their swords on the tree, seeking blessing, wishing for victory. After they passed them, they came across a similar tree, another tree. Those who were newly reverted to Islam, so they have remnants of Jahiliyyah, they said, oh, Prophet of Allah, this tree like that tree. اجعل لنا ذات أنواط كما لهم ذات أنواط. Make for us a tree like theirs, seeking blessing. What did the Prophet say? He said, إنها السنن. قلتم والذي نفسي بيده. كما قالت بني إسرائيل لموسى، اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم equated the two statements. The statement of the Israelites, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة, make for us a god like theirs, which is blasphemy and kufr, and the statement of the Sahaba, make for us a tree like theirs. The two statements, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated them, okay, the same, gave them the same judgment, that they are equal. But did he consider those who requested the tree, mushriks, kafirs? No. Why? They were ignorant. You can see a person will say something kufr, and that will not make him kafir, because he didn't mean that. The hadith which many of you know, the man who was in the desert traveling, and all his food, his sustenance, in the back of his camel. And then the camel ran away in the middle of nowhere. So he felt that he is going to die. So there was a tree. So he decided to sleep in the shade of the tree. And he slept. Then he woke up. When he opened his eyes, he saw his camel in front of him, standing with everything intact on its back. He took hold of the rein, the robe of the camel, and he said, because now he was very happy. So what did he say? He said, Allahumma, listen to what he said. Allahumma, anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. That's what he said. Oh Allah, you are my servant. You are my slave, and I am your Rabb. Instead of saying, oh Allah, I am your servant, and you are my Rabb, he said the opposite. The Prophet ﷺ said, أخطأ من شدة الفرح. He made that mistake because of the overjoy, the happiness. Though what he said is kufr, kufr, disbelief. Did that make him kafir? No. Take another evidence, and I hope you are taking notes, because there are many brothers and sisters who are ignorant. They are carrying red cards with them. Oh, he is mubtada, he is kafir, distributing. Hey, hold your horses. If you call a Muslim a kafir and he is not a kafir, you are the kafir. So, serious matter. It's not a joke. Take another evidence. A man told his children, when I die, cremate my body. Burn my body, cremate it. And then wait for a windy day, collect my ashes, wait for a windy day, and then scatter my ashes in land and in the sea. And if Allah, wala in, that's what he said, wala in qadir Allahu alayya, and if Allah was able to bring me back, he will punish me severely. So he was doubting resurrection. He was doubting the resurrection. And doubting resurrection is blasphemy, kufr. The Prophet ﷺ said, فقال الله للذرات تجمعي. Allah said to all the particles of his ashes, come together. And they were collected. And he said, be. And he was there. Allah brought him back into life. And then Allah asked him, why did you do that? Why did you do that? He said, الخوف منك وأنت أدرى. الخوف منك وأنت أعلم. Because I was afraid of you, and you know that. And Allah forgave him. Allah forgave him. Though what he uttered, what he said is kufr. So my dear brothers and sisters, my advice to you, learn your deen. Leave these big issues for the qudha, the judges, the ulama, not you. You are not cut for that. Roll your sleeves, to learn your deen first. So a person might say something, kufr or shirk, and that will not make him kafir at all. So coming to the Burja, yes, there are some poetic verses critiqued by the ulama, and they said this poetic verses, they contain some shirk for asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or saying that Allah created the dunya and the akhirah for him, etc., based on a fabricated hadith. So some try to explain these Baltic verses in a way to give a reasonable meaning. So they said, for example, when he was said, Ya Akram al Khalqi Mali Man Aludhu Bihi, O honorable of Allah's creation, talking to the Prophet, there's no one whom I can come to except you on that horrible event. So they're saying he's talking about the day of resurrection when the people come to all the people, prophets, to talk to Allah to quicken and hasten the reckoning, and finally they come to the Prophet. So they critique these Baltic verses, but they didn't consider Al-Busayri rahimahullah a kafir or something like that. Though these poetic verses, they were critiqued. Though there are many, many beautiful verses in the Burja, many beautiful ones there. I hope this is clear to the question. Next.
Barakallahu fik. The next question: what is the punishment for one who is a persistent liar? So if parents say this is not my child and have to cut them off and disown them due to the parents' lack of Islam and following haram, etc., and they say to the child, don't talk to me about Islam, is that cutting ties? I think they are two different questions.
Two different questions. Okay, the first someone who lies is a sinner, no doubt. A major sin. Lying is a major sin. And he or she has to make tawbah and repent. And the door of tawbah is open for him. But he should not continue lying, because this is not the... this is one of the qualities of the munafiq, the hypocrites. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. Whenever he talks, he lies. So he or she has to repent, and the door of tawbah is open. Alhamdulillah. May Allah give him or her sincere repentance and bless them with sincere tawbah. Ameen. Next.
And so is there a specific punishment for a liar, or is it just a major sin?
It's a major sin. It's a major sin. Mm. And the punishment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm.
Of course, in the Sharia, there is something called ta'zir. Ta'zir. Ta'zir, which means it's not specific punishment, known punishment. It's up to the qadi to choose what measure to discipline him. It's up to the qadi.
The second part, if parents say this is not my child and cut them off and disown them due to the parents' lack of Islam and following haram, etc., and they say to the child, don't talk to me about Islam, is this cutting ties?
So they disowned their child and their son or daughter, okay, because he is talking to them about Islam or because he is not practicing Islam.
Because he is practicing and talking about Islam.
So because he
So
is committed to
the
the deen,
parent.
they are not practicing Islam. So they disowned him for that reason, right?
Yes, that's what I understand from the question.
Okay, so of course, this is, of course, it's haram, okay, because you are punishing your child for no guilt, and he didn't do anything. He didn't commit anything. As a matter of fact, he's trying to guide you, the parents, and now they are telling him, leave us, you are not our son, you are not our child, and don't talk to us about Islam. And I can understand that there are many examples like this, and many of the parents said, Audhubillah, some maybe became apostates and left Islam, or some they don't know, they are totally ignorant about Islam, and they are secular or modernist and alcoholic and all that stuff. So my advice for the brother or the sister is to be have sabr. They are still your parents, and keep making dua for them and ask Allah to guide them. Okay? So don't sever the ties. Okay? Though they tell you, we don't want to see your face. No, go and knock on the door. Let them slam the door on your face. Let them spit on your face. But don't cut because they don't know what they are doing. They don't know. SubhanAllah, I just remembered, you see, I'm an old man, but things are coming. And sometimes questions, they trigger something. One of the dua, or the dua callers dies, he was collecting donations for da'wah, for helping the poor and things like that. So he went to a businessman. So they say he is well off, go and ask him. So he went, when he knocked on the door, he opened the door. So he talked to him and he said, we came and asking for help and this. He said, open your hand. So he opened his hand as if he was going to put something. Guess what? He spat. Open your hand. He spat in his hand. He placed the sputum. The sputum, on his palm. This da'i, subhanAllah, gave him hikmah and sabr. He did like this. He wiped the sputum on his beard. And he told him, this is for me. What is for Allah? This, okay, you gave it to me. I received it. What is for Allah? And that statement shook the man. He cannot spit again. And he regretted. So we have to have sabr. Go to them, talk to them with hikmah, send them gifts. Stop talking. Let your actions speak by being nice, kind to them. And may Allah guide them. I mean, next.
We've run out of time for questions. Jazakallah khair for the lesson. and may Allah accept everyone's attendance. And I'll hand it back to the Sheikh to conclude the lesson. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu
think
khairan.
there's one question you are missing.
Yes, but I need to go to Maghrib. Would you like me to
Okay. All right,
say?
inshallah, just keep this in mind so that question will
Yes.
be answered, inshallah. May Allah
Yes.
subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters, bless you all, reward you all, protect you all, bless your family, elevate your status in this world and in Jannat al-Na'im. Ameen. Until we meet, inshallah, in the coming session, I leave you in Allah's company and protection. بحفظ الله ورعايته. السلام عليكم.